During the Commonwealth Games in April, several athletes from five African nations went missing from the athletes' village. And today there are reports that several of them have resurfaced in Sydney seeking protection visas. Kara Wagner has more.
A month after the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast, up to 19 African athletes are reported to still be in Australia and seeking advice on how to remain permanently. A third of the Cameroonian team disappeared, and others from Uganda, Sierra Leone and Rwanda also stayed behind. Now it's reported that several of the missing athletes have resurfaced in Sydney, seeking asylum before their visas expire. But Immigration Minister Peter Dutton warned the athletes not to breach their visas' terms.
If they breach those conditions, then they're subject to enforcement action. And I would say to anyone that is outside of the conditions of their visa associated with the Commonwealth Games to make contact with the Australian Border Force so that arrangements can be made for that person to be returned back to their country of origin.
Sarah Dale, Principal Solicitor from the Refugee Advice and Casework Service, issued a statement following the reporting by the Daily Telegraph.
Thousands of people apply for refugee status in Australia every year. This is a basic and essential element of day-to-day functioning of a fair immigration system. A process for identifying and providing safety for refugees ensures that our country complies with its moral and legal obligations to make sure people are not exposed to threats of torture or persecution.
I spoke to Ben Lumsdane, Senior Solicitor at the RACS.
I guess I'd like to emphasise that what's going on here is fairly normal. I mean, they've come with passports and they've come with valid visas on a plane. Those visas are granted by Department of Immigration. While they have those visas, they can remain in Australia lawfully. They'll be subject to certain conditions. They're able to make applications for protection visas while they're in Australia if they believe they meet the criteria for the protection visa, which would be establishing that you've got a well-founded fear of persecution in your home country, among other things. And if they do decide to make a protection visa application, they'll also be granted what's called a bridging visa, which allows them to remain in Australia lawfully while that protection visa application is being considered. If their visa expires, then they'll be considered to be in Australia unlawfully, and therefore they can be at risk of Australia's mandatory detention provisions. So there is a risk that they could be detained if they do miss this deadline.
It's not the first time athletes have used events like the Commonwealth Games to flee their native countries. At the London Olympics in 2012, seven Cameroonian athletes disappeared from the Olympic Village, and the 2006 Commonwealth Games saw 26 athletes seek asylum in Australia. International sporting events like these are a unique opportunity for people who wouldn't otherwise be granted a visa because their nationalities are deemed high risk by immigration authorities. Ben says the protection visa process varies from applicant to applicant, but that his clients' applications tend to take an average of 18 months to be processed. I asked him why these athletes might be seeking asylum.
The kind of things we might expect with some of the athletes, and I can't talk about any specific cases, could include claims in relation to their sexuality. I think it's been acknowledged that a lot of Commonwealth countries have laws prohibiting homosexuality or same-sex relationships. There might be claims related to FGM. In certain cases, there might be political claims. For example, I know there has been in Cameroon some push for secession by the English-speaking minority there. I mean, in other places, you know, there might have been elections or other events which have led to sort of a change in the political circumstance that could affect people or lead to a fear of them being harmed on return to their country.
Ben Lumsdane, Senior Solicitor for the Refugee Advice and Casework Service, ending that report by Caro Wagner.